And finally, those present at today's audience were given a musical treat when an orchestra of 30 young musicians had traveled by bus all the way from Hungary performed for Pope Benedict. Veronica Scaresbrook has more on the story.
The saying goes that music speaks louder than words. That's the hope at the heart of RYKO, an orchestra of 30 musicians, handpicked for their talent and ability from among Hungary's gypsy community. On Wednesday, they let their music speak for them in an open-air performance in St. Peter's Square, holding a crowd of thousands spellbound and delighting Pope Benedict.
A Vatikánba eljutni, a pápa előtt játszani.
Kirandasi István is director of the RYKO Foundation.
Én úgy hiszem, hogy ez talán...
So this is also against prejudice, because every people wants, every musician wants to play before the Pope once in its life. This is a very important thing to fight against prejudice, that also gypsy musicians can reach here, and they can play and they can be here as any other musicians or nations, and this is a very important mission what we have to continue.
Ez mindenféleképpen egy nagyon értékes dolog.
Founded in 1952, well before the fall of the Iron Curtain, this unique orchestra has become an ambassador for the gypsy community in their country and beyond, proving that young gypsy people are capable, talented and dedicated, despite the conditions of marginalization and poverty that many in their community suffer from.
Ez egy nagyon nehéz kérdés.
In Hungary, 10% of the population is gypsy, about 1 million people. And after 1989, since 20 years, they are still in worse conditions than they were before.
These young people are the custodians of the ancient gypsy musical tradition, a tradition they've perfected through years of study. They hope their music will go some way to countering negative preconditioned attitudes towards their minority group. They hope their music will speak of the joy and pride of the gypsy people. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.